Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Taven Whistler. She's an empathic medium who uses a variety of tools to help others connect with their guides and open to their own intuitive abilities. Years of facilitating circles in many forms has given her a love of holding space for others so that they may find and ignite the healing powers within. Taven uses the connection with your own guides along with the tarot to help bring out a place where the magical and everyday can dance and play together. She lives in Inman, South Carolina with her husband and five children, who are commonly known as the Zoo. And she's available for phone services for only $1 a minute for a limited time on top-advisors.com. That's top-advisors.com on the World Wide Web. And Taven, if you'll remind me, I'd like to give that out again later in the show. We currently have 7 listeners, and you'll all get a chance to talk with Taven. As for any others that call in, it will be first come, first serve, of course. So, with that said, let me welcome Taven. Are you there, Taven? Okay, I've had this problem before. Let me just do a little tweak here. Taven.
Yes, David, can you hear me?
Okay, there you are. Okay. Why, I had you your mic live, but this has happened to me 3 or 4 times where I asked the person how they were doing or something like that, and it's just nothing. So, Taven, you were telling me a little bit about what's going on. Is there anything you'd like to tell the callers before we get started?
You know, I think you were talking about the electronics and that kind of stuff. Within the circles that I'm in, I'm seeing a lot of just kind of things, little synchronicity moments like that, that's kind of messing with the energy and messing with electronics and stuff like that. And with that, I'm seeing a lot of people kind of stepping into a space where they're kind of opening and broadening their minds to a little bit deeper level of thinking. I think it's really cool to kind of be able to see that going on all around you. I think that we're in some really cool moments.
I agree with you. And just totally changing the subject, what do you do with the callers on topadvisors.com?
What do I do with the callers? I'm sorry, my phone is crazy. Okay. So it depends, what kind of call I'm getting in, because the cool thing about Top Advisors is it's a place not just to get yes or no answers or guidance. It's really a place to kind of come to find somebody who can have the answers to kind of push you and propel you into a place of healing. So if somebody calls in and they're really, you can sense that energy of they're stepping into their own truth and they're stepping into their space, then I'm going to put push really hard to kind of give them tools and resources and information that's going to help kind of catalyze that, you know. And if they're calling in and they're kind of at a slower pace than that, and they're just looking for validation, then you take that kind of to a different level. So I think the cool thing with Top Advisors is it allows for each advisor to do what they do best. And for me, typically when somebody calls in, their guides are going to be the first thing that step forward. And these are just those beings that we have surrounding us, you know, and every person has a different kind of set of those, and in my belief. And so we see this, I see them step forward, and then they get to give those messages to the people, whether it be their higher self messages or just those energies. And so I typically work with that and try to bring somebody to a space where they can start to hear them and hear those things intuitively.
Great. Well, thank you for answering that. I'm sure that there are listeners that would be interested in knowing the types of things that you do, and it's nice that you have flexibility in working with people according to their own particular needs. Well, we're getting some more callers, so I think we better go to the phone lines. Once again, you can reach Taven through top-advisors.com. And Donna is the first caller. So, Donna, what is your question?
Hi. Thank you, David. Hi, Taven.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Yeah, it's about love life. You know, I'd like to meet someone. I'd like to get married one day. I am getting out a lot more, and I just wanted to know if what you see for that.
Okay, Donna, cool. All right, what I'm going to ask you is just take a deep breath and tell me the first three numbers, 1 to 78, that comes to your mind, and we're going to use them to kind of look at the tarot here.
Okay, 9, 4, and 26.
All right. So what I do is I just pull in reference to your in the numbers that you gave me. So that puts your energy into this, what we're going to read from it.
Okay.
My cards just jumped out of my hand. All right. They're ready to... All right. So does it make sense to you if I were to say to you that you really have struggling, kind of are struggling, but coming to a point where you're kind of stepping into a space where you really feel like you're bringing some balance back to what was really unbalanced before? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, definitely. I feel a lot balanced right now. And, yeah, I feel good. I feel, yeah, happy and good. And, yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. So what I would remind you of is as you step into this space, as you come into a place where you just really feel like, I almost want to say a sense of accomplishment, as you step into that space, remember to allow yourself to receive. And receiving can mean so many things. You know, it can mean that someone's actually giving us something, or it can mean that we're just opening ourselves up to something that can be incoming. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with this reminder, you really want to make sure that you take those small moments throughout the day to increase your intuition. You know, take, I don't know if you have a meditation practice that you already use or just,
yeah.
Okay. So be mindful of those moments in nature, those moments in meditation, and really kind of, your guides are almost stepping forward saying, she just needs to breathe. You know, so I don't know, even my speech feels like I just need to slow everything down in this moment. They're just kind of making me feel just slow, just breathe it in, truly embrace what's coming at you and not necessarily try to put it in words. Does it make sense if I say that to you?
Yes, yes, just be in the presence and just feel the joy and makes sense.
And I think that's what they mean by receive. I think that's what they're trying to show me, that receive is deeper. You know, just truly breathe in the now and breathe in that. And I know that kind of avoids your whole question. I do see I don't want to say romantic relationships because I get kind of nervous about saying one way or another, but I do see relationships opening up once you can kind of slow down and be in this moment. So it almost makes me feel like I think there's people around you that are kind of willing or wanting to step into a different space with you. And maybe once you slow down, you can start to see this a little bit with a little bit of clarity.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Super. Thank you very much, David.
All right. Thanks, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Donna, have a great night.
Thank you. You too, David.
Okay. Thanks so much. Our next caller is Brittany. And Brittany, you're live.
Hello. How are y'all?
Hey, Brittany. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I just want to know about my love life. What do you see forthcoming for me?
Okay, so just take a deep breath in, Brittany, and then just tell me the first three numbers, 1 to 78, that come in your mind.
7, 8, 9.
All right. All right. So, let's see. Did you, and I have to ask you, and I know this has nothing to do with your question, did you recently change jobs or did you, are you incorporating something that helps you make more money into your life? Does that make sense if I ask you that?
Yeah, I had a situation, so I'm moving forward or whatever, but
okay.
I'm in the process of studying for the military so I can go into the military.
Oh, okay, cool. So I want to encourage you, again, nothing to do with your question, but sometimes spirit takes us to a different place. I really want to encourage you to be mindful as you move through these moments. And I don't know if it's kind of heavier for you or if you just are nervous or what's going on with that, but it's almost like I get like a nauseating, like, on a boat kind of feeling. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah,
but
I went through something at my job or whatever. So, I just had to move forward.
Right, okay. And so I think your guides kind of want to step forward and just kind of validate that. I don't know if you're questioning that, you know, this, or if it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, I have no other choice and we're pushed into this. They kind of want to step forward and say, this is not a bad thing. This is not a heavy thing. It's a scary thing. It's a new thing. But try to embrace it in with a sense of power, like truly take whatever it is that you're learning from the situation and the position that you're in and really apply it to your next coming adventures. Like they keep giving me this adventure sign. Does that?
Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. I mean, you go through things. I'm just pressing my way through, taking it one day at a time, but I know I'm going to get where I need to be eventually.
Right. Right, and trust in that faith and that power. Now, a one-star card does come up, so that does let me know that there's an open path. You know, again, nothing, you know, I can't tell you anything necessarily for sure, those kinds of things, but there's a path open to you if you open and kind of pay attention to it. So I don't know if maybe, you know, take a moment to wash away some of the heaviness that you kind of have going on and pay attention to where this new path takes you, whether it be, I feel like it's connected to the career part or to, you know, what you're doing, but pay attention as you go through that path, and I think you're going to find a lot of support through that you really are not even aware of that's available to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brittany.
Brittany, God bless.
Okay,
our next caller is Tamika. And Tamika, you are live.
Hello.
Hey, Tamika, how are you?
I'm fine. I just had a question about love. I met a woman about 6 months now. We have been talking and in a relationship. And lately I've been thinking deeply about her, and I just want to know, would it go to a higher level?
Okay. All right. So, Tamika, just take in a deep breath and then let it out, and then tell me the first three numbers, 1 to 78, that comes to your mind.
4, 18, and 75.
All right. All right. Now, does it make sense to you, Tamika, if I say you're kind of some of where your hesitation comes from is you're not sure if some things are reciprocated or if some things are ready to move to the next level? Does that make sense to you? I'm struggling to find my words.
Yes, at times, yes.
Okay, so there's some, because the reason I asked that is there's kind of like a warning of insecurities and those kinds of things card that comes up in the past position. So typically what that means to me is when we're talking about love, it is, we need to sometimes pay attention to the excess energy that we're bringing to it. Make sure that we are putting all the energies where it belongs. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so there is a decision card. I would say that your guides are kind of stepping forward and saying it's not a bad idea to kind of see where you want to go to the next level. It's, you know, those things are very in a positive nature. I would be mindful of being clear about what I want, even if you have to take a minute to yourself. Your guides say, make sure she asks herself what she wants. Make sure she asks herself. So I don't know if there's some things that come into play that kind of make you go, okay, I'd have to change this, or this would have to be, you know, removed, or things like that. So make sure you're very clear with yourself where you are in this move. And make sure you take a little bit of time, kind of, that keeps kind of pulling me away. So it kind of is a symbol of kind of pull back, not necessarily from the relationship, but pull back within your own kind of thought space and make sure you're very clear with what you want. And then as long as those things are positive and support you moving forward, then it's not an unsupported path.
Okay.
That makes sense. I feel like there's more. What else is going on, Tamika?
So would it go to like another level, like the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm thinking too deeply into it.
I think I'm pulling more cards over here. I think you're bringing more to it than what's in it, but I don't think it's necessarily in the way that you think. I think that some things are coming from a space, and I know that's super confusing and vague, so I'm trying to clear it up. I think some things are coming into play that you think are stuff that have to be focused, when in reality, if you kind of take a moment, take a deep breath in, and refocus, you're going to see that some of the questions you're asking aren't really valid, but there are questions to be asked.
Okay.
So, and all the cards, I'm getting yes, 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 yes. So that's indicative to me that, yes, it does need to move forward. You need to move forward. But I think there's a clarity thing going on. I don't know where that comes in, but I think there's a maybe difference of communications or something like that that kind of make you feel like things are being missed or things aren't being said or things that are being said aren't really what they – does that make sense? I know I'm kind of rambling.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But all the cards I'm getting are they're yes. They're decision cards and they're yes. So I can definitely tell that there's a crossroads in this situation for you. I think the important part is going to be taking a breath. And maybe is water something you connect with? Like oceans or lakes or river. Okay. So maybe that's why they're showing me this. I keep seeing this river, and then they'll take me to the ocean when I don't pay attention to the river. So they keep bouncing me between bodies of water. So maybe take some time, whether it be just a day trip to a water or, you know, maybe have a picnic, something. Take some time to kind of pull into that space. And they almost show me like a list. Like, I don't know if you're a list writer, but like write it out. Like, you know, like write this out. And I kind of giggle, but it's almost like a pro-con list going on here, you know. So even if it's a space where you have to write out, I would encourage you to be honest in that. And I think you're going to find the things that maybe a little bit troubling or worrisome to you aren't as valid as what you think they are. I think that in this space you'll really gain some clarity. So plan a day trip to somewhere near water and just take a minute to just say, all right, Spirit, guide me on this. Truly show me clearly where I need to go from here. But it seems like a very supported situation.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Tamika. Okay, we're going to move on to Tricia. And Tricia, Hi. You're live. Hi there.
Hi, Tavin.
Hey, Tricia, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right, so do you have a specific question or?
Yes, I'm looking to, I have been starting to go online to try to find a part-time daytime job to supplement what I'm doing at night, because I'm not making that much with what I have. So I need to supplement, and I just wanted to ask, you know, either the cards or the spirit guides, if something will pop for me.
Okay.
I am looking, but nothing has really popped for me, and I just wanted to find out if something's coming or what I should do.
Okay. All right. So then, Tricia, just take a deep breath and tell me the first three numbers that come to your mind.
16, 17, and 70. You said 78?
Yes, 78.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, you got 993. Ooh. All right. So, So does it make sense to you if I say this is, oh, no, I'm not even going to ask, go that way. We'll back it up. This has been a long struggle, like a long kind of, I don't know exactly what all, you know, you've dealt with, but there's been a lot of bumps in the road is almost the feeling I get. Does that make sense if I say that?
Yes.
Okay, because I literally started to read the cards, and I'm going to tell you, your guide stepped forward, and she's just like this iridescent.
I'm sorry?
I said your guide stepped forward, and she is just this beautiful, iridescent kind of, you know, stepped into this space and just kind of warms the whole space. And she took me on like this safari. So it's like literally in this Jeep and just this bouncing and bumping and kind of ruddy. And she's like, it's been long. It's been long. So I don't know why I felt the need to share that visual with you, but so... does that resonate? Does that make sense, I guess, I should ask?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you do have two nines in here, and then you have a three. So this lets me know that those nines, they're ending numbers, you know, so they're kind of the universe's way of saying, okay, those doors have closed. You do have a card in here that kind of would signify, and I don't know if this moment has happened for you because it kind of feels distant in the future, but have you crossed paths with somebody from your past or somebody from you know, a time before that you kind of have thought that may have something to do with you being able to kind of find something else? Does that make sense?
No, I have not crossed paths.
Okay. All right. And it feels futurish, so pay attention. I don't know if that's just stepping forward because it's a hope or, you know, but pay attention if somebody crosses your path and you may have kind of, I get the feeling you may have discounted them or you just kind of said, okay, that's not important. Pay attention, you know, maybe if somebody reaches out to you, something like that, and you feel like it could take you to a different place in regards to the job, in regards to having something else. Pay attention to that moment. You do. I'm gonna pull another card. And you have a seven card. So I would say, I'm gonna say within the next 6 weeks, you're going to see something that comes to the table that really allows for you to move forward in a space. And it may not be full. I don't get the feeling that it's a full, complete kind of thing. But within 6 weeks, you're going to see the start of something that really can take you to a better place just with that abundance.
Okay.
So I would pay attention to those times that somebody passed. And you know, it could be something as simple as somebody crosses your path and you feel familiar with them. If there's a familiarity with them, pay attention to those moments, you know. So, but I think in the next 6 weeks, you're going to start to see something, kind of start getting the ball rolling on something. And hang in there. Like, I just want to reach across and give you a hug. Like, that's what your guys kind of make me feel like. I just want to. So, just hold to the things that you know, and take that quiet time to kind of breathe through moments. You know, those deep breathings, those moments of just trying to really hold on to the strength that you know you have. You know it's in there, and just step into that space.
Okay, I will. Thank you. That was a wonderful reading, Devin. Thank you.
All right, hon.
Thanks, Tricia.
Thank you, David.
Have a beautiful evening.
And you also. Thank you.
Thank you. Just to let the callers on the line know, we'll get to each of you. We only have three left at this point, and Jackie is the next one, and then we're going to move to area
Hold
codes.
Well, that'd be right.
Jackie, you're live.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Could you hear me?
I'm sorry, Jackie. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, I am. I hear you.
Okay.
Hello. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I think you both hear each other. It's just like there's a little time delay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, my name is Jackie. I have some papers that I have to amend and submit for court. And
okay.
I, you know, in the past, my rights weren't being enforced.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if you see anything changing this time around.
Okay. All right. So, Jackie, just take a deep breath and tell me the first three numbers that come to your mind, 1 to 78.
1, 5, 65.
All right. So the first thing that jumps out is you do have a decision card that jumps in the past. So transformation. All right. So all right, Jackie. Would it make sense to you if I said you feel like you questioning some decisions you've made in the past and the transformation that it's had, or you playing they kind of give me the feeling of you playing the what if game. Does that make sense if I say that to you?
Yes, I am questioning my decision because it's cost me a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And you know, sometimes I wonder if it was all worth it because
Yeah.
You know, what I was trying to avoid actually happened anyway.
Right. Yeah. So, and I guess that would have kind of that's the feeling I'm getting is the energy that's coming through. So I'm gonna pull two more on top of that. See where it takes us. All right. So there was definitely that what if game that I almost want to say it's messing with your mind. Like you're kind of in your own headspace right now and kind of doing this back and forth between, you know, your own worst critic and that kind of thing. So the guides are showing that that's kind of a strong factor in some of these things and why some of these things are kind of continuing. Would it make sense if I said you kind of feel like you're in the same cycle over and over and over again? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so they're saying that
I'm dealing with the same people.
just that over. Okay, all right, that makes sense. Because it's just, like, I literally felt like I was, like, in one of those little hamster wheels, just, like, it's just, she just feels over and over and over. I'm going to be honest. I don't see a quick resolution in this situation. I wish I could say differently, but I definitely don't see a quick resolution. I see something starting to transition.
Yes.
I definitely see it almost kind of coming to a new life point, or I don't know if some things are kind of getting resolved, and then that's kind of bringing other things up to the surface to have to get paid attention to. Card. You have a strength card in there. That lets me know that while you may feel like you're kind of to the point of just throwing in the towel and giving up and that kind of stuff, really hold true to why. And they keep bringing me back to the same word of intention. So I don't know if when all of this started, maybe intentions were not balanced, and maybe now you're coming to...
I understand that, because the intention was one of the main things that was brought up in most of the cases.
Wow.
It was
the
intention, because it has to do with my mother's estate, and it was the intention. There's certain things that I know she intended to do, and people were aware of it, but after she passed, they went to change it because everybody just wanted money and a sell thing.
Right.
But that wasn't what she wanted to do. So the intention, the word intention was actually even a main part of the case.
Wow. And they kept just bringing me back to that word, just kind of in bold. So, and I definitely see a split, you know, like that is huge validation. I don't see... Now, I do, the last card I pulled kind of gives me a feeling of that at the end of this, that I don't, again, I don't think that it's going to be necessarily quick. But I think at the end of this, there's going to be some I don't want to say allyship, relationships, friendships. I think there's going to be some bonds that are made that are not evident right now. I would encourage you that when that moment happens, don't shut yourself off to it. You know, don't allow for fear, anger, those kind of emotions. Don't allow for those things to keep you from being the best you can be. Like, I really feel a strong need to let you know, just to kind of plant that seed. It may not be something, emotion that you have to deal with, you know, in the near future, but just kind of plant that seed and tuck it away. Just really hold on to becoming and making sure you step into a space where you are who and give off the energy that you know that you can and that you should. Does that, I just want you to tuck that away. As far as the resolution, there's a huge divide, and a nine pushes it on into you know, months or longer. I think short of kind of stepping into a space without maybe, I don't know if you did it with some anger or some things like that. I think short of that, you really are trying to handle it as best you can and really honor what you feel like needs to be honored into that space. So I would kind of, I feel the need to tell you to kind of cut yourself a little bit of a slack on that and trust that you are trying to do the best of that with what you're dealing with.
Yes. Yeah. Cause it is very testy, because I'm dealing with someone who's very volatile, you know, he doesn't want to be unaccountable. And the emotions get really high. So, I mean, for some strange reason, it affects me completely different when I'm around them. I actually get sick to my stomach every time I have to deal with anything regarding them.
Yeah.
You know, it really makes me ill.
Yeah, and you know, do what you I don't know what, you know, particular practice you have, but do whatever, you know, maybe something as simple as a bath or a shower after interacting with them, you know, those kinds of things to wash that away. Because I really, like, I'm telling you, I can't explain the strong need. I just, like, want to plant the seed of don't let this jade you. Like, don't let this take you to a place where I think you're familiar with, but don't, but you've worked really hard to come from. Does that make sense to you? Like, don't let it take you back to that place. Go to, like, I'm going to giggle because they're saying Care Bear Stare It Out. Like, Care Bear Stare It Out. Like, give the love, give the, you know, give the things that really are going to be hard when that time comes, because that's going to do better for you in the long run.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Jackie. Best
okay.
wishes
Thank
to you.
You. Okay.
Okay. All right. Area code 830, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say hi to Taven.
Hey, Debbie, I'm sorry. I'm dealing with some allergy stuff going on, so I was trying to take a quick sip of water.
Oh, that's okay.
How are you?
I'm sorry?
I said, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just preoccupied.
Okay.
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so... you want to take a deep breath and just give me the first three numbers, 1 to 78, that pop in your head?
Okay. 24, 17, mm-hmm. 26.
26. All right. So, Debbie, do you have a specific question? Or
a quote keeps coming around my house, like, and it comes at weird times. And right before it comes, like, I feel a little uneasy. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's trying to tell me something. I don't know.
Okay.
It has never, I've lived out here for years. It's never, ever happened. And then all of a sudden it's been like in March, it's the first time it visited me. Now it's more frequent.
Now it's kind of made itself at home, huh? All right. So, I'm trying to look at this and listen at your guide step forward instantly. are you dealing with something, Debbie, that I'm trying to find a way not to make this sound vague. Are you dealing with something within your household that's kind of making you have to, I want to say pick sides, but it may be just making decisions or dealing with things with two different sides? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I am a little bit, yes, kind of.
Okay. I was trying to find a way to, like, get that. I was asking for validation because a lot of times what guides do for me is they step forward and they give me something, you know, specific that kind of would be like, oh, yeah, I know what that means, because I hate sounding, you know, with that vagueness. But I get the feeling, like, they show me a home and they show me, like, it's almost like you're kind of mediating some situations or mediating some energies or something like that. So I don't know how that necessarily that applies, but let's get to this black crow.
What are my guides? Like,
hmm?
You said my guides came forward immediately?
Yes, yes, yes.
What are my
okay.
guides?
Okay, so, you know, guides are such a deep, broad kind of concept, but for you, you stepped forward and there's almost... It's like a tree, but it's a flower. So it's a being that kind of the picture that it's giving me is like a skinny tree. And then you have like this purple yellowish flower kind of coming out the side. And that's a very constant. I don't know if you're connected with certain kind of flowers, and I don't know anything about them. So I don't know what I'm looking at. But I don't know if you're connected with trees or flowers or something like that, and that's the connection with there, because sometimes our guides come in the form of totems, just because, so that's something we can understand. And then you have this very, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you think the crow could be?
Absolutely. I was going So the crow is going to be what I feel like is going to be connected to that guide energy. I think that's why they stepped forward so quickly. So I don't know if your decision, the kind of things that you're kind of feeling torn between, is kind of triggering you to step into, I want to say, like a deeper spiritual place. I don't know how far to go with that, but like you – almost like you're kind of seeing things through new eyes, or seeing colors a different way. Or does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so they give me like this kaleidoscope, and again, your guides are sevenfold. You have four of them that I can see, and that's including that crow. So that crow is going to be a totem. It's a messenger, guide. There's tons of words that we can use. Ultimately, they are a symbol, you know, from spirit to kind of say, hey, here's your outward validation of the things that are going on inward. I think he's stepping forward to get you to pay attention to something. And I feel like you know what it is, but you're just not, it's like pinning the tail on a donkey, and you know you're really, really close, but you just can't quite put it into words. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
I know what it is. I just can't believe it.
Oh, got you. That makes sense. Okay, all right. So yeah, I think, and I think that's why they stepped forward so instantly. And they almost stepped past me, which makes me, it always makes me giggle when I get that emotion, because it's like spirit kind of steps and goes, shh, we don't need you. We just need her to listen. You know, like they just kind of push straight past me into, you just got to open your mouth. And I think they have such a strong connection with you, or you have such a strong connection, works both ways. You know, I think that, does it make sense to you if I say there's things, foundational things that kind of keep you from really being able to step into a space and say, I just believe this. I believe this. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, a little bit. It does. Yes.
So what you have to do is to step into that on that next space is to really embrace it, you know, really just kind of say, you know what, and I tell my clients a lot, I like to use the phrase, embrace your crazy, because once you call it crazy,
like
it's
that.
Not crazy anymore, you know, so embrace it, like hold it tight, and because they don't need me, they're not even trying to tell me what to tell you, they're like, she just needs to know she needs to listen, she just needs to know that it's true, she just needs to know that we're here. Like, you don't need that middle messenger. And I think that realizing and truly embracing that will bring you to a whole nother level that I think is going to take you to places where, and they just give me the feeling of soaring, like just that breathable, soaring, free kind of moment.
Do you feel like it's dark, though? Like it's a dark?
I don't. I think the fear comes in from foundational. I think the fear comes in from some trauma. I think that you need to be very mindful of, and again, I don't know, you know, what dogma or anything like that, but I think you need to be very mindful of warding, shielding, balancing, any of those words that make sense, covering yourself in prayer, any of those concepts. Truly be mindful of being able to take the space that's around you and protect yourself. Don't just free range love, you know, like pay attention to what you allow to come in, because I think you may have a tendency to kind of embrace and allow for it all to come in. And I think that that's when it starts to feel heavy, and that's when it starts to feel dark, and that's when it starts to feel, does that make sense or resonate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yes.
Be mindful of those practices that truly set boundaries, set wards, set protection, set prayers, set those things that are around you so that your guides can step in. That's when their jobs come in. You know, that's when our gatekeepers come into play. That's when all these things come into play that just work in a divine dance. You know, they keep us safe so we can do the work that we're meant to do. And I think that ask them, when you're afraid, say it. Don't be afraid of being afraid, because that's going to be the first step in you being able to see it in a different light. Then it goes from being the monster under the closet or under the bed to two shoes and a hoodie. You know, like it kind of transitions that perspective. So I think protect yourself. Be mindful of that. you know, get a totem or get a necklace, something, and give it the intention. Give it the job of keeping you safe. Tell spirit, okay, you're going to bring me into this space. Now keep me safe. You know, I'll talk to the crow when the crow quits seeming creepy. I'll speak and I'll move forward and I'll listen when you can come to me with an energy that I feel is safe. And it's okay to make that exchange with the universe, with spirit, with whatever word you want to use there. It's okay to make that request. Because we have to make sure we're coming into a space that, that we can process properly. And I think once you get to that ability, then you're going to have some floodgates. You better get some notepads and just start writing, like, because they're going to talk to you. Like,
Yes, they're going to be, this has been a long time coming.
Yeah, it feels like it. It definitely feels like it, because I'm telling you, I feel the need to reiterate, they just brushed right past me. So whatever it is that you have going on and they're trying to show you, you have all the tools you need. You just have to step into that intuition.
Okay.
I know that's a lot. That was...
Well, Debbie, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Okay, area code 330. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Trisha.
Hi, Trisha. This is
the
same
Trisha.
How are
you?
Is this a different
Trisha? I was wondering
Trisha?
About a love life. Yeah, I don't know. I first time caller.
All right,
from Indianapolis.
So, sorry. So take a deep breath and then just tell me the first three numbers that come to your mind. 1 to 78.
32, 48, 21.
Okay, and you said, I'm sorry, what was your question again?
Oh, I was hoping for a romance and a love life for myself.
All right. Trisha, I'm going to be honest. I don't see anything. I don't see anything in here in regards to a love life or to past. Does it make sense to you if I say, I'm trying to find a way toward this. Does it make a sense to you if I say you are dealing with some things where you, I don't want to say are making some imbalanced decisions or that you're afraid of you're making some imbalanced decisions? Does that make sense to you if I ask that? If it doesn't, it's okay to say it. Okay.
But that's not what I have right now, and I know he's not long-term.
And it's
but...
okay. You're holding on to it, like they just like on a sinking ship, like kind of feel. I'm trying to find some words that don't seem so harsh or brash, but I can't. Like I'm really struggling with not. So I do, like, you know, sometimes you gotta say what spirit says. Okay, it's time to say this, but I feel like I'm drowning. Like I feel like it's just. Does that make sense?
I know he's not for me, but no one else is asking me out, and I'm going out, and I'm having fun, and no one else is asking me out. So keep what I got for now, or sit here alone.
But sometimes we have to let go to be able to reach to the shore, you know. And I don't know how much sense this is going to make to you, but they just gave me the flash of the Titanic. And I bawl like a baby through that movie, so I've only watched it once. But, like, if he would have let go of the door in her hand, and I want to say if he would have just got on the damn door, you know, like, I'm sorry, David, I But like he, like I, sometimes you have to let go to be able to see some of the things that are there, but you just can't have while you're holding on to something else. You can't fill the full cup. Sometimes you have to empty it out to be able to get the good stuff. And I know I'm sure my tone sounds so harsh, and I do, like, I don't mean it in a personal level, but like Spirit is just adamant. Like they're, like, I feel like a teenager getting lectured by a dad or something, you know, like I'm just like, oh man, you know?
All right. I let him go. Is someone else coming in soon then?
Well, when I pulled a card to ask, and that's what I asked, it's funny that that's the word she used. I said, if she lets him go, where does it take her? And I pulled the Queen of Swords. So she is our empowerment card, right? She is the card that just kind of brings us to it, to a different space. We let go of what doesn't serve us, and we step into a space that we are in control of, we are embodied. And it brings us to a three card, which is, you know, angel, spirit, whatever you want, word you want to use there, supported number. You know, that is a, we are around you, but you got to do this. You got to let go of the boat to get to the shore. I don't even know where these were, if that makes sense. But like they're just, like, I'm serious. Like, I feel like Old Navy officer or something is just giving me the rundown, you know, like he's telling me, just let go. And you'll step into a space that's so much better, so much brighter than where you are now.
Is it someone that I already know that I just am not seeing right?
Patience card comes up. So that's the card's way of telling me we have to resolve certain doors before the next answers come. So I don't know if it's something that's within that circle. You can interpret that in separate ways. You know, you could say the cards are saying we're not telling you that, or you could say it in the sense of it's depending. It's depending on how these situations are handled, what happens, and who it could be. You know, so yeah, again, you can go that two different directions. And I'd like, you know, I just offer both of them, and then whichever one resonates, not the one you want to resonate, but the one that really resonates with your soul, take that. You got to let go. You got to let go. And I think this is a bigger cycle than what you're allowing for yourself to believe, or maybe you already know it and you just don't want to, you know, like go into it. But I think that it's bigger. You know, this moment is bigger. You're worth it. Like, you're worth it. So be worth it. Like, and what's going to come back to you will be 10 times better than settling for something that you know is not worthy of where your stardust is right now.
Yeah, I just thought he would be fun till the next one came in. And he agreed, you know, but
right,
it's not working out. And I already know that. I just, you know,
yeah,
let go
you
of
do.
Everything or...
It's just like, you know, those things that highlight to tell my clients, like if it's something that makes you feel heavy and just really pulled down and weighted, then it's something you need to be mindful of not allowing to continue. If it's something that kind of elates you or makes you feel like you're spreading those wings, you know, those things are things that bring us up. So pay attention to the things in your life. If they're that, I'm just going to hold on until something, you know, let that go. If it's something that kind of brings that light, makes you feel that warmth, those kinds of things, you know, keep them. I almost feel like your guys kind of say, she's just got a cleanup to do. Like, we just need to spring clean a little bit. So I don't know if that applies to, you know, not just love life and kind of goes deeper levels of your life, but just, I think, spring clean a little bit.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as I know there's someone else coming. A good one this time.
I think I...
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Didn't mean to leave people hanging there. Well, that's it, Taven. We've answered all the calls that have come in. That's wonderful. Little time to spare. I will look forward to greeting you again in August, and I hope that all goes well with you in the meantime.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, David.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right.
Okay, good night. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.